It's intermission. Time to stand up, stretch, get a drink, raid the refrigerator, and enjoy words and music from the Emerald Quartet. They're four Columbia high schoolers, Helen Kaitan, Betsy Schlamey, Trenton Davis, and Hope Kaitan. Together, they make up the Emerald Quartet. They were performing last night at the Boone County Historical Society as part of their concert series. I caught up with them right before the show. Here's an excerpt from that interview. Violinist Helen Kaitan gets us started. An interview here with Columbia's own Emerald String Quartet. This is the Missouri Symphony Orchestra Radio Hour. On a Tuesday evening, you're listening to Classical 90.5.
Well, we started off as a high school group that kind of just agreed to play together for the Misha District competition freshman year, and we had a different cellist who is now graduated. But we were named the Emerald Quartet just because it was one of our Rockbridge High School colors, and we liked the name, so we just held on to it. And now this is our fourth year playing together with Hope, who's been with us for a couple of years now, and we just continue to play together for a lot of different things. So.
And where are you all at academically?
Trenton, Helen, and I are seniors, and Hope is a freshman. So the three of us will be going to college next year. We're at the Boone Historical Society Museum, and we're going to play about six songs with the chamber ensemble with the Missouri Conservatory, and we're going to play Skyfall just as a quartet. And it's been arranged by the Vitamin String Quartet for string instruments.
So you've got your repertoire down for tonight. Three of you are going to graduate from high school. Congratulations. And then do you have college plans?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm planning on going to MU right here in town, as is Betsy.
Yeah.
And Helen has college plans that I think she wants to tell you about also.
I'm going to Carleton College in Northfield, Minnesota. And I'm very excited. I don't know what I'm studying yet, but I hope to figure that out soon.
Is there a future for the Emerald Quartet once you all go to college, or when you graduate and you move away, that's it?
I think we would love to play together when we're all back home for breaks, and I don't think we want to give up playing
with
each other.
It's not the end yet.
It's not the end.
Yeah.
So what is the repertoire that that inspires you all so much that you want to keep playing together?
We like all kinds of music, and we play all kinds of music from classical to pop, so I think we just like that we can play all the different types of music like that together, and
it's sort of the freedom to be kind of entrepreneurs at such a young age, because we're starting our own organization, and we're not under the purview of anyone specifically. We are associated with the Missouri Symphony Society and with the Rockbridge String Orchestras, but we are kind of our own bosses. And I think that that's really nice to be able to have an experience like that so early on, because we're going to need to know stuff like that in the future. And yeah, it's really good to be able to be with your friends and kind of have like a little business together. That's fun.
When I continue in college, I kind of hope to continue playing in some kind of string quartet like this, something really casual and fun. Like my dad did a cappella at college, and I plan to do something kind of like an a cappella group would do, just go around, play at some fun events or venues, and just have a really good time playing different types of classical music or pop music as a string quartet. I think that would be really cool.
You know, the more I pay attention to the classical music universe, the more I come across these quartets and these trios that have been together since college. I haven't heard of any that have been together since high school. It seems like by having this experience, you're doing something that far exceeds most of your peers. Is it hard to be humble when you're hanging out with a group like this that's pushing you so much to be better all the time?
You know, at school, a bunch of people have different groups and chamber groups that we all go to, like, districts and stuff, and they put them together and people play music together. I don't really know if, like, my friends in class would, I don't know, would say this is, like, cool or anything. Especially in the Missouri Symphony Conservatory, there's so many other chamber groups, too, and I feel like even after they're gone, they'll be back, since Betsy and Trenton are staying in Columbia. I think over Christmas, definitely, we can, like, come together and play and maybe have some Christmas music gigs, if possible. And maybe I'll, like, make a piano trio with my other friends. We were talking about that, just to see what would happen. And especially, I won't, like, leave them. And it's been a great, we've been playing for a while now, like, 3 years. And this is, like, my first year actually going to school with them. And so it'll be, like, different, definitely, next year in orchestra. But it's been really fun.
What does it do for you to go out there and play with professional musicians? Like, what does that give you? Because y'all, I mean, you're in high school, right? You're not expected to do a whole lot in high school except just kind of survive and get some good grades and get into a college. But y'all are being pushed.
Yeah.
So what does that give you to walk out there and play with professional musicians at the tender young ages that you are?
It's such a great experience, and it's kind of surreal at first. The first piece that I played with the Missouri Symphony was a piece by Strauss called Death and Transfiguration. It's commonly considered one of the hardest pieces for orchestra out there. And I was thrown right into it. I had 3 rehearsals, and I had to play it at the end of the week. And I was totally scared. I think having that experience was really rewarding because it teaches me how the real world is. Sometimes you don't always feel that prepared, and sometimes you are playing something that you might not feel all that confident with, and the goal is just to push on through and be a performer, because that's what we are.
And there's no net.
No net. Leaping without a net.
All right, same question to you.
Yeah, we've definitely been challenged with the repertoire that we've been given, playing in the Missouri Symphony every summer. But also, I think we are challenged to mature socially. Since we're around a ton of adults, we are, like, pushed to act more professionally in rehearsals, more professionally than you would at high school or in the conservatory. So that's been really cool to kind of grow and learn from a lot of other adults who kind of become your friends over the summer. And it's sometimes hard to go back to high school because you're with people your age again, and you just feel like you've grown many years over the summer, every summer.
Something that's really great about playing in hot summer nights in the summer is that even though we are high schoolers and but we don't, nobody really acts it or treats us like high schoolers, and so it's really great because we're treated like professional musicians. Like, Kirk Trevor does not cut us any slack. He doesn't say, oh, don't play this part. We have to be a team in the orchestra and in the symphony and play together. And even though we are high schoolers, everybody's very nice to us, but they don't treat us like high schoolers.
It's the end of senior year, so we're all really busy right now. We have a ton of end of the year senior fun to do, and also we have to kind of hustle down and work on our academics a little bit more, I think. But yeah, like, when I heard about this concert night on a Monday night, I was worried that it was just going to take up my time, you know? But once I heard that Emerald Quartet was playing, I got really excited. I always get excited to play with these guys, so I just got more excited to be here tonight, which was good.
So how long did you have between when you learned that this concert, that you were going to play here, and the actual concert?
It's like last week.
About a week.
I think it was Friday.
Friday
morning.
Really.
So is the repertoire that you've got established that you were like, okay, we're going to play this? Or did y'all get told that this is what you're going to play?
We're actually playing Skyfall for our school's talent show in less than two weeks. We already auditioned for the talent show too, and so we already kind of had it down. We got to get it memorized, but
yeah,
we're pretty ready.
So what's competition going to be like at the Rockbridge talent show?
It's kind of like, I don't think, there's not a winner. Is there?
It's a fundraiser.
So there's no winner.
It's very Montessori method, I think.
Yeah. There's no winner, but there were auditions to get in. There's a lot of talent at Rockbridge, and we're very lucky to be at this school with a bunch of other people who are very talented.
I think as a group we'd like to thank Kirk Trevor just for giving us all the opportunities that we've had. We're not a quartet because of him, but he's given us a lot of opportunities as a quartet to play for different kinds of gigs and things like what we're doing tonight. And he has been the one that has invited us to play with the Missouri Symphony over the summer. So I think we just owe a lot of our success as musicians to him.
Yeah.
You talked about weddings. And playing gigs out. So does that exist beyond the Missouri Symphony Society?
Yeah.
And if so, have you all established roles? Like, is there an administrator here and a treasurer and a marketer, a booker?
So basically, the person who gets contacted for the wedding gig is kind of the person that we work through. So in the past, I've had someone approach me from church before who I go to church with, and they've said, oh, I hear you have a string quartet. Would you like to come play for my wedding? And I've kind of been the mediator between the quartet and the person who's looking for a quartet.
And it's not just weddings. We got asked to play at a reception in a few weeks by one of my mom's coworkers. So I was the one who's, you know, figuring that out, telling my friends all about it, what we're going to be doing, when we need to be there, what we need to wear, how long we're going to be playing, stuff like that. So I think that it's just when it comes to administrating these situations, we don't have like a boss or anything, and we don't have someone who does this. We don't have someone who's like the social media guru or something. It's just it's kind of casual. Yeah.
Everyone is empowered to represent.
Yes.
Okay, Maestro Trevor walked in. you know these folks. Give me your reflection on the evolution of the Emerald Quartet.
Well, they actually really formed themselves way before I really became involved with them. I think since two of them are sisters, they obviously have played a lot of chamber music within their family. And so I was thrilled to see that they were a group coming together out of a Young Artists Philharmonic, because one of the goals of the conservatory is to make chamber music an important part of our program, but getting groups that have the time and the energy and the enthusiasm and the dedication to be able to do what Emerald has done, and of course, you know, they're outstanding because not only have they performed what I call standard work, but they really have taken the philosophy of the conservatories in broadening the reaches of everything that our young musicians do. I mean, Helen has arranged all kinds of funk, fusion, pop, rock, you name it, and as well as the classics. And I think that speaks well to who we are in the conservatory. And so the Emerald Quartet really epitomizes, I think, what our long-term goal is going to be for all of our chamber music groups. Get out there and create a niche for yourself within the community, and I think Emerald has done that.
That was the maestro of the Missouri Symphony Orchestra, Kirk Trevor, in his reflections on the evolution of Columbia's Emerald String Quartet. They're four high schoolers who performed live last night at the Boone County Historical Society. They are Helen Kaiton on violin, Betsy Slamey, violinist, Trenton Davis, viola, and the cellist is Hope Kaiton.